If you shop in a big city, you've probably seen products locked behind plexiglass. This became common as a long list of retailers rang the alarms about theft in recent years. Walmart, Home Depot, Macy's, Best Buy. But now the tone seems to be shifting. NPR's Alina Selyukh tries to find out why.
Here's how we know there's a shift. One company was the most vocal on thefts last year, Target. The chain closed stores, citing retail crime, and even put a number on it, suggesting it cost upward of $1 billion. Now listen to the word CEO Brian Cornell kept using this month.
I'll start with the word progress. I think our teams have made significant progress, really solid progress.
The fever pitch on retail theft seems to be cooling. So far this year, a handful of companies told investors a huge problem remains, but a few described it as neutral or improving, and many didn't mention it at all. So what's changed? There are a few answers, some of which are murky, and the first one is the most visible. New security measures on display during my visit to a Target in Washington, D.C.
There's a guard and an armed guard at the door. There's an Ulta Beauty store within a store where literally everything is locked away. It's like five aisles of everything locked. This cream says try me, but you can't actually try it without calling someone to unlock it first.
This doesn't feel like progress for a shopper, but retailers say for thefts, their security investments have started to work, so that's one answer. The second answer could be that theft has improved because high-risk stores have simply closed. This one's trickier. Take Target and Walgreens, which closed stores, blaming crime. Later, journalists crunched police data and found that companies kept open nearby stores that actually reported more crime incidents, just likely were also more profitable. So skeptics argue maybe the real answer is that retailers simply overstated the problem to begin with.
It's probably a play on retailers' parts in appealing to legislators.
Mark Cohen is a former retail executive, now at the Columbia Business School. He's talking about one more possible answer to what's changed. New laws that retailers had long lobbied for. Congress moved to make it harder to resell stolen stuff on Amazon or Facebook. Some states and cities have set harsher prison sentences for thieves. Retailers say this is helping fix the crime problem. Cohen still thinks the timing is peculiar. Crime took center stage as more retailers reported lackluster financial results and suddenly cited theft as a factor.
They clearly are saying they've incurred some unusual and substantial uptick. Whether that's a cop-out or an accurate characterization, we just will never know.
And here's why. When retailers talk about theft, they tend to use the term shrink. It's much broader. It means inventory that's missing for any reason. The industry estimates that theft by outsiders accounts for just over a third of shrink. Theft by employees is between a quarter and a third, and another quarter of shrink is mistakes and errors in tracking or accounting. And a retailer itself may not have the clearest picture. Catherine Black is with the consulting firm Kearney.
The only data that exists really is, hey, we have this inventory, we don't have it now, and we can kind of maybe map it to a security camera, but that actually is a capability that most retailers don't use in that way.
And they disclose little about any of it. We do have an industry survey on shrink and crime data. Neither shows any big nationwide shifts on theft. Of course, plenty of stores never report to the police, and broad numbers can mask trouble in specific places. Shoplifting likely did grow in a few cities while declining in many others. To Black, the most explicit evidence of a problem is actually those locked products. Polls show they really turn off shoppers, yet stores still do it.
Trust me, they would not be talking about retail theft and putting in place a lot of the measures that they are if they didn't have to.
And so it seems the answer to what's changed with retail crime is maybe all of the above. Several financial analysts dug into retail theft a few months back. They surmised that some retailers likely did face a rise in theft, but that some companies also likely used crime as a cover to close unprofitable stores or make up for their own missteps. Alina Selyukh, NPR News.